mind. Stayed on him. That's what it say, yeah.
If you keep your mind stayed on me,
I just wanna stay
perfectly.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
About me, the more you talk, I'm going to get on my knees. The more you talk, I'm going to bend my knees. And I'm going to pray to God that he delivers you from that mess. So our religion ought to be pure. Amen. So we ought to praise God because we have the source, praise God, of our influences within us. Christ in us. What? The hope of glory. So we talk about the source, that's one S, of our influence. It's within us. It's within our character. Praise God. It's within our being. But let's look at the fear of our influence. I'm talking about the S-P-H-E-R-E, the fear of our influence. In other words, the range of our influence, the projection of our influence. Our influence, praise God, the answer to that question as to where the fear of our influence should be, it says what? Into the earth. He says, he didn't only just say that you are the salt. He said that you are the salt of the earth. Amen. In other words, you ought to, praise God, let your light so shine before men. Praise God that they may see your good works, but glorify the Father which is in heaven. Praise God. It doesn't mean that you ought to be, praise God, show your salt on the inside of these hollowed walls. That's the problem that we have. Praise God, with most of our church folk. Amen. They are holy and sanctimonious. Praise God, in here on a Sunday. But praise God, you catch them on a Monday. You catch them on a Tuesday. You catch them on a Wednesday. You catch them on a Thursday. And praise God, don't talk about you can catch a flight from here to Alexandria and go to Las Vegas, Nevada. Praise God, you may catch them over there and they may not even lift up the name of Jesus. Praise God, some of them may, praise God, beat you to the casino. Praise God, I'm just here to tell you that when you let your light so shine before men, praise God, there's something about salt. Salt preserves. Salt purifies. Praise God, and we are to loose that preserving and purifying influence that we have throughout the earth. Not just in our homes. Not just in our church. Not just in our neighborhood. Not just in our community. But praise God, we ought to exert it, even, praise God, to the uttermost parts of the earth. Yeah. Amen. That's how men, women, boys, and girls are going to come to know Jesus and to know who he is. Praise God. And for people to know whose he is. Yeah, you see, salt, praise God, not only preserves, salt not only purifies, but you know something about salt? Salt give flavor. Yeah. Praise God to our food. I can't sometimes, you know, when my wife cooked them grits and she don't put no salt on it. Amen. I think trying to be healthy. Praise God. But I have to add a little salt so that I can have some flavor to my food. And just like salt adds flavor to the food, praise God, you and I as brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, praise God, and we are the salt of the earth. We ought to have, have some flavor to the folks of this world. Praise God, you come in contact with somebody who don't even know Jesus. Praise God, they ought to be walking away. They may not know who your name is. They may not know what church you come from, but praise God, there ought to be a flavor about you that they see and say, man, by God, I want to be like that person. So salt add flavor to food, and Christians add flavor to this unsaved world. One other property about salt. Praise God, I think I need to get two more. Salt make you thirsty. Oh, yeah, I won't expose him today. Salt adds a thirst to you, doesn't it? I know y'all remember them times when you were out, praise God, and you were, And when the bartender wanted to get the sale of his beer going up, he wanted to get the sales of his stuff up. What he does, he go over to the popcorn machine, pop a little popcorn. If he doesn't do that, he bring out some of them real salty potato chips and put them on the counter and say, you can have all you want. Soon as you started eating that stuff, praise God, you go on into your pocket and let me have two more. Let me have three more. Praise God, because salt creates a thirst, doesn't it? And just like salt creates a thirst, praise God, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, praise God, we ought to create a thirst. Praise God, why are these people in this world? When somebody comes around us, praise God, and they don't know Jesus, praise God, because of the salt that you have in you, it ought to create a thirst for them to want to come and learn what it is that you have learned. One other thing about salt. Salt back in those days, I tell you, was a precious commodity. And praise God, it was used as a symbolism. Praise God, of hospitality. It was used, praise God, as a symbol of friendship, because it was so precious. And if someone gave you a piece of salt, praise God, it meant that you were a friend. And praise God, we as brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, we have a covenant with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yeah. Don't we have a covenant? We said, Lord, if you come into our lives, we are going to serve you, because we have entered into a friendship with him, because he has entered into a friendship with us. Praise God. John, the 15th chapter and the 13th verse reminds us of the friendship that he entered with us. When it says, greater love has no man than this, is for a man to lay down his life for his friend. Yeah, you see, I was talked about the source of our influence. That's one S. I talked about the fear of our influence. Our influence should be throughout the earth. But there is one other S that I need to talk about, and that is the sacrifice of our influence. Because if we look at that scripture, and if we look at the scripture closely, the scripture says, praise God, ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost his savor, remind you what the Holy Spirit had Jesus to print. He didn't say that if the salt lost its savor. It said if the salt lost his savor, wherein shall it be salted? In other words, my brothers and my sisters, when Jesus gave that compliment to his disciples that you are the salt of the earth, he didn't give them that compliment for them to go on some ego trip. He didn't give them that compliment, praise God, for them to have a big head. He gave them that compliment to let them know that just as you have sought, just as you have some influence, that you can lose your influence. Somebody say, how can you lose your influence? You see, when you stop coming together with your brothers and sisters, when you stop praying, when you stop assembling yourself together, when you start staying home and saying, praise God, it's too cold. You're saying it's too hot. You say it's raining too much. When you say, praise God, I don't want to have nothing to do with them folk. When you're doing those things, you are on your way to losing your salt. Look at your neighbor again and say, neighbor, don't lose your salt. Because if you lose your salt, you're going to lose the influence that you have. And I don't believe that any one of us, to include me, that we want to lose the influence that we have upon this world. But when we talk about the sacrifice of your influence, let's take the question just a little further. If you lose your salt, wherewith can it be salted? In other words, what the word is saying, praise God, if I lose it, can I get it back? You see, pure salt, I'm talking about sodium chloride. Praise God, pure salt would never lose its saltiness. But back in Palestine days, you see, the salt that they got, it wasn't a pure salt. And it could lose its tastefulness. And when it lost its tastefulness, the only thing that it was good for was to be thrown out and trodden under the foot of men. I like the way Jesus, he used things that men could understand. But I'm here to tell you, if you lose your salt, you can get it back. You see, I said at first that you were the source of your influence because Christ in you, the hope of glory. But when you allow your light, praise God, to burn out, you can light that light up again. When your salt began to get tasteless, it can be lit up, or it can salt it again. In order for it to be salted again, you have to go back to the real source. And the real source of our salt is none other than Jesus Christ. I told you a little earlier that the Greeks said, and they said that salt came from the two purest things, the S-U-N. I'm talking about the sun and the sea. But the true source of our salt, it comes from the S-O-N. I'm talking about Jesus Christ. And when we lose our salt, we can come back to Jesus Christ, because he is the answer to all the world today. Jesus, he is the answer to all the world today. There is no other. There is no other source of our saltiness. We have to go back to Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't care, praise God, what nobody else does. They can worship Buddha if they want to. They can worship Oktar if they want to. They can worship, praise God, a horseshoe if they want to. You can have, praise God, your rabbit foot if you want to. But when it comes down to me, I'm going to serve God. Praise God, I remember a song that sums up everything that I want to say today. Praise God, you know that I was sinking deep in sin. I was far from the peaceful shore. I was very deeply stained within. I was sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea, he heard my despairing cry. And from the waters, he lifted.